power to guide Western civilization down the broad middle highway to abundance, to security, and peace. And that's the news in labor.
State and local news will follow after a word from our sponsor. It's a mighty comforting feeling when you get up on a cold winter morning to know that your car is going to be off to a quick start. And you can have that assurance if you take your car into Porter Sullivan Motors for a scientific motor analysis. 65 actual tests will be made and a written report given you listing every trouble spot in your car. If the motor were made of glass, the condition of your car would not be as clearly revealed as it will be by Porter Sullivan's electronic motor testing equipment. Mr. Porter personally guarantees every repair job, part, and accessory. So for a better deal on an automobile, it's Porter Sullivan Motors, 433 West Water Street. Now here's state and local news from the WKZO News Bureau, Ed Lasko reporting. Port Huron, Michigan, and two neighboring cities took a new step today in their battle to get natural gas. They asked the Federal Power Commission to order Panhandle Eastern Pipeline Company to provide them with fuel through the facilities of the Detroit Edison Company. Joining with Port Huron in the petition were Marysville and St. Clair. The Port Huron area is the only large section of southern Michigan not currently supplied with natural gas. The governing bodies of the three cities said their residents feel they're victims of discrimination since they must pay prohibitive prices for artificial gas. Here in Kalamazoo, the departments of sheriff and police report a very quiet Thanksgiving Eve. The fire department, however, has been bothered with several false alarms. To quote the fireman who answered our call, false alarms are like bananas. They come in bunches. From Detroit, Governor-elect G. Menin Williams believes in simple inaugural ceremonies. When he becomes governor January 1st, there'll be an informal ball and a buffet supper instead of the traditional formal ball and banquet. Williams issued the directive regarding the supper today. And the Young Democrats' inaugural committee is working on a plan to make the ceremonies a bipartisan affair. Williams' general chairman, Bland Pugh, says he's conferred with Republican state chairman John Wagner on the matter. The city council has approved plans for a $5 million Veterans Memorial Civic Center in Lansing. There will be four buildings in the center, including a huge auditorium, a theater, an office building, and another structure to house a dining hall and meeting rooms. The State Public Service Commission has put off its hearing into Michigan Consolidated's petition for a rate boost until December 13th. That will give officials of five Michigan cities a chance to dispute the claim if they wish to do so. The gas company has asked permission to place a subcharge, a surcharge rather, on large deliveries to customers in Detroit, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Greenville, and Belding. The extra rate would continue in effect until May 1950. Michigan is going to be able to meet its November draft quota of 347 recruits, Colonel Glenn Arnold reports. Colonel Arland, who is state draft director, says the state went over the top in meeting the first call of the new peacetime draft. At the same time, the Michigan National Guard announces all ceilings have been lifted from guard recruiting in the state. Corrections Commissioner Joseph Sanford reveals he has asked for a criminal warrant against the chief engineer at Southern Michigan Prison, L.D. Johnson. Sanford says Johnson will be charged with diverting to his own use a pair of earphones for his airplane purchased with money from the inmate's welfare fund. Governor Sigler has appointed probate Judge Arthur Moore of Pontiac to the State Judicial Council. Judge Moore will fill the vacancy created by the appointment of former probate Judge Willis Lyons of Howell as circuit judge. Judge Moore is president of the Probate Judges Association of Michigan. Special auto license plates carrying the names of state and local governmental agencies are a thing of the past in Michigan. Secretary of State Alger says it costs too much to supply different plates for each state, city, county, township, or school district agency asking for them. And besides, it involves too much paperwork. Instead, one type of license plate will be issued for all governmental agencies. It will contain a letter X outlined by a diamond and followed by five numerals. Well, Roosevelt Johnson of Lansing will have duck for his Thanksgiving dinner, but it's costing him $31.85. Hudson was arrested today on a charge of shooting ducks out of season on the Red Cedar River. He pleaded guilty when brought into justice court and was ordered to pay a $25 fine and $6.85 in court costs. That's pretty expensive duck. The weather forecast for Lower Michigan, cloudy Thursday, light snow in central and north portions, no decided change in temperature. or up in Michigan, cloudy Thursday and snow. Little change in temperature. And that's the news to the moment, brought to you by Porter Sullivan Motors, 433 West Water Street in Kalamazoo. A noisy motor, poor mileage, low starts. These are all signposts of trouble that call for immediate attention for your car. Take it to Porter Sullivan Motors, where the factory-trained mechanics will make 65 actual tests and give you a written report listing every cause of trouble. The electronic motor testing equipment reveals the condition of your car more clearly than a motor of glass would, so that defects can be remedied before they become serious. You'll agree, for a better deal on an automobile, it's Porter Sullivan Motors' direct factory Lincoln Mercury dealer, 433 West Water Street. And listen tomorrow night at 11 for The World Tonight, followed by state and local news from the WKZO News Bureau. This station is a member of the Associated Press. And that's 30 for 1124 Porter Sullivan. WKZO Kalamazoo, the following program was transcribed earlier for rebroadcast at this time.
What is Thanksgiving dinner like in a typical American farmhouse? What changes have come about in preparing for this festive occasion? Listen now as Columbia presents You and the Harvest with Don Lurch, CBS.